In Parshas Balak, we find where Bilam was hired to curse the Jewish people. And Balak sends a delegation to pick him up. Bilam asks permission from Hashem, and initially he's told, Lo selech imam, you may not go with them. However, later on, when he asks again, he's told, Kum lech itam. Hashem lets Bilam go with Balak's people. However, Hashem blocks Bilam's path multiple times in order to warn Bilam and to deter him from cursing Klal Yisrael. But he didn't get the message. He still insisted on proceeding on with his mission. The pasuk says that a heavenly angel stationed himself on the road to block his donkey in order to prevent Bilam from reaching his destination. This happened 3 times, and every time the donkey had to veer off the road. When reading the story, we get the impression that this was an evil angel seeking to impede his progress, delaying his journey. However, Rashi says just the opposite. Malach Sharachmem Hoya. This was an angel of compassion that tried to prevent Bilam from traveling to Moab for the sole purpose of cursing Klal Yisrael. Rashi is teaching us a deep fundamental lesson. So often in life, our path is obstructed. A door closes. A great opportunity slips away. A promising shidduch doesn't work out. The company decides to promote your rival. The house is sold to a higher bidder. We try to get ahead in life, but our path is blocked, and we can't go where we want to. At first, it seems that this is the Satan getting in the way, sabotaging our efforts and ruining our lives. But we must believe that this is in fact the angel of mercy, closing a door because it is not the one that we should be traveling through, blocking our path because there's a far better path that we need to follow. A bigger house, a more appropriate shidduch, a better business opportunity waiting for us just up the road. Hashem is the ultimate GPS, guiding us to the destination where we need to go. Sometimes, as in Bilam's case, we start heading in the wrong direction, and Hashem reroutes us by blocking our path. Whenever we experience disappointment, when an opportunity that looked perfect fails to materialize, we need to believe that this is in fact Malach Sharachmem, a merciful Malach, blocking our path in order to steer us in a better direction. Rav Zvi Meir Zilberberg told over this incredible story. There was a man living in Eretz Yisrael who was suffering from kidney failure. The doctors told him that his only hope for survival was to travel to the United States for a kidney transplant. He arrives in America, but there was a long waiting list. So the patient got in touch with an Askan to help him navigate the process. This was before the amazing organization Renewal existed. The Askan worked tirelessly to get him evaluated, and he placed him on a transplant list. It was a long list, but he said that he would try to push him to the top. And sure enough, after a few weeks, he pulled all the strings, and he got the man almost to the top of the list. The Askan called the patient. He told him, you are now number 3 on the list. Check into the hospital immediately. Just in case a kidney becomes available and the 2 names before you, their blood type isn't a perfect match, you will get the next kidney. The man came into the hospital with his wife and they arrived late at night. The front desk informed them that the kidney transplant center was closed. But they took his name and his phone number and the name of his hotel and they assured him, if anything becomes available, will reach out immediately. The man went back to the hotel with his wife. And in the middle of the night, he hears banging on the door. Hospital staff had come to get him. A kidney had become available. He rushed with his wife to the hospital, was quickly admitted and prepped for surgery. But shortly thereafter, the doctor entered the room with bad news. We tried calling you for hours, he told them, but we couldn't reach you. By the time we arrived at your hotel, it was too late. The kidney must be used within a certain time frame. So we gave it to the next patient on the list. We are so sorry. And the man's wife was devastated. She said, we traveled 6,000 miles. We waited for months. We pulled all the strings. And we finally got to the finish line. And no kidney. How did this happen? The next morning, the Askan arrived at her hospital. And he saw the wife sitting in the waiting area, visibly crushed. When she explained what happened, he was stunned. Weeks of effort gone. And now, no one knew when another kidney would become available. He braced himself to enter the patient's room. When he walked in, he was shocked. The patient was sitting up, smiling from ear to ear. The Askan thought, maybe the man didn't fully understand what transpired. Maybe there was a language barrier. Or perhaps his wife didn't tell him everything. So the Askan asked him, did you hear what happened last night? And he said, yes, I did. I almost got a kidney, but I didn't. So if I didn't get it, you know what that means? It wasn't meant for me. Chasdei Hashem, thank you Hashem for not giving me a kidney that was not meant for me. If it was the right kidney for me, he said, I would have received it. If the story ended there, we would have a great story. The patient had betachen. If something is destined for you, you will get it. And if it's not, you won't get it. There's nothing to be nervous about. But the story gets better, much better. A few weeks later, the man received a kidney. The transplant was successful. And Baruch Hashem, he returned to Eretz Yisrael in good health. Still, the incident was bothering the Askin. What happened with the original kidney? He did some research, and what he discovered was chilling. That first kidney had an undetected infection, and the person who received it passed away shortly after the transplant. And the man who missed the call, he was saved. What a story. If something doesn't work out, it's the wrong kidney. We must live life with that understanding. The fact that he didn't hear the phone ring that night, the fact that the hospital staff could not reach him, Malach Shel Rachmim turned off the ringer that night. If you didn't get the house, or you didn't get the job, or your daughter didn't get the boy, or she wasn't accepted into the school that was first on your list, it's the wrong kidney. Living life with this mindset will bring us tremendous inner peace and tranquility. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.